Each of the main Hawaiian islands has its own unique characteristics. Kauai is known as the Garden Isle, but it has a diverse range of landscape that makes it an incredibly rewarding island to explore. Even the locals admit that they are more laid back and relaxed than their neighbors on other islands. You'll need to rent a car to get around, but it's easy, and you'll enjoy the different sights and things to do that are available. We provide commentary for the entire island all in one convenient and simple tour. There's no need to pay for and download multiple tours. This tour will provide commentary everywhere that you go on Kauai. That said, our recommendation is to divide the island into two parts and allow yourself one day for each half. How you do that will depend on where you're staying, but here's how things are laid out overall. The most popular area to stay on the south end of the island is Poipu, and in the north and eastern island, the most hotels, resorts, and accommodations are in Princeville, Hanalei, and Kapa'a. We also think about touring the island as the southern and western parts as a day trip, and the north and eastern parts for another day. One thing to know before I explain about each area is that there is no road that goes all the way around the island. The northwestern area is just too mountainous to accommodate a road, so it's not possible to drive a clean circle all the way around. When you are ready to drive, all you need to do is join the tour route wherever is closest to you and start driving in the general direction of where you want to go. This tour has no set starting points. The commentary will play based on your location. There's no need to enter a destination. Just drive and enjoy the audio, and directions will be provided in the commentary whenever we reach a place where we need to make a decision about where we want to go. It's that easy. So, here's my suggestion of how to explore the southern and western parts. If you're interested in the historical capital of Kauai, Lihue, there's a great short loop side trip that takes in the town area, with a suggestion for a stop of famous Simon noodle soup, as well as the calm and family-friendly Kalapaki Beach, and an ancient Hawaiian fishing pond steeped in legend. Continuing south and west, we'll pass through the plantation town of Koloa to reach the beach and resort area of Poipu. There are three distinct sandy beaches to enjoy, and you'll also want to see the spouting horn blowhole. Continuing west, we'll pass through the artist town of Hanapepe and the Salt Pond Park beach area, or comb the beach for old sea glass at the same-named Glass Beach. Next, we'll reach Waimea, the first place where the Western world made contact with Hawaiians, thanks to a brief stop by Captain James Cook. Then we'll begin climbing to the magnificent Waimea Canyon, very appropriately nicknamed the Grand Canyon of the Pacific. After taking in the views, continue a little further for a peek at the Napali coastline from the Kalalau lookout. That's the end of the road, but the tour has all new commentary going back the opposite way. Lihue and the airport also act as the dividing line for heading north. Before leaving the town area, take the 15-minute side trip to the gushing Waimea Falls, made famous in movies and TV shows. As we follow the coast, there are excellent beach stops available in Kapa'a, Kealia, Anini, and Anahola, just to name a few. Or turn inland and visit the Fern Grotto, or to see the Sleeping Giant. As we reach the north coast, our not-to-be-missed stops include the Kilauea Lighthouse, Princeville, and the local sandy beach and photogenic pier at Hanalei. A few more relatively secluded beaches are on offer before the road ends at Ke'e Beach, and it's good to know in advance that there are strict parking restrictions at Ke'e. And if you want to go to the Kalalau Trail, there is some pre-planning required. Driving yourself on a sightseeing road trip in Kauai is easy, and your guide along tour will make sure you don't miss a thing.